Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The developers of the long-awaited space sim Star Citizen are now discussing the possibility of a 1.0 launch, marking a significant milestone some 12 years after the game's initial crowdfunding campaign. Star Citizen has been the subject of much controversy throughout its development, with some critics labeling it a scam due to its extended development time and the high cost of virtual spaceships, some of which can cost hundreds of dollars. Despite this, the game has managed to amass a staggering 669,559,892 in funding from players. In a recent blog post, Chris Roberts, the chief of Cloud Imperium Games, the developer behind Star Citizen, announced plans for the upcoming year, including the launch of Star Citizen Alpha 4.0 and the integration of features developed for Squadron 42, the standalone story-driven game featuring prominent actors like Mark Hamill and Gillian Anderson. The goal is to transition the game from its current alpha state to a more stable and polished version that can be considered commercially released, known as Star Citizen 1.0. However, despite progress toward this goal, there is still no release date or window provided for Star Citizen 1.0. Roberts stated that the roadmap for the game's release would be shared later in the year. Additionally, Roberts discussed changes within Cloud Imperium Games, including recent layoffs and a controversial relocation plan. Rich Tyrer has been appointed senior game director, while Todd Pappy, the Persistent Universe Live director, has left the company due to logistical challenges with remote work. In closing, Roberts expressed gratitude for the support of the community and reflected on the challenges and accomplishments of Star Citizen's development journey. He quoted Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, emphasizing the importance of perseverance and the long-term impact of their efforts. The Steam Spring Sale is now live, running from March 16th to March 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, offering discounts on a wide range of games. This marks the first time Steam has hosted a seasonal sale during the spring. In another first, the Steam Deck is also on sale for the first time ever, with all three versions discounted by 10% throughout the duration of the spring sale in regions where the Steam Deck is shipping. This discount is part of the celebration of Steam Deck's one-year anniversary. Additionally, as part of the celebration, users can receive a free sticker each day by visiting their favorite store category page. For those looking for recommendations, the Open World page is highlighted as a good place to start exploring. Finally, for Steam Deck owners, there are fun customization options available in the Points Shop to personalize your device. Helldivers 2 is a cooperative shooter game available on PC and PlayStation 5, featuring missions set on planets infested with alien bugs or overrun by terrifying robots. Players must join forces to complete missions across various levels of difficulty, some of which can be extremely challenging. One player, known as Skull Admiral Atasu, became a legend within the Helldivers 2 community after reaching level 50, just a month after the game's explosive launch. With over 200 hours of playtime, and having unlocked almost everything the game has to offer, Atasu sought out a more rewarding experience. Atasu discovered a unique way to contribute to the community by answering distress calls using the SOS beacon stratagem, which allows players to call for help by firing a flare high into the sky, visible from orbit. By responding to these distress calls, Atasu earned a reputation as a skilled and reliable teammate. Other players on Reddit confirmed their experiences playing with Skull Admiral Atasu, recounting instances where Atasu came to their aid during challenging missions. Atasu's skill and bravery in rescuing fellow players earned respect and gratitude from the community, with some players even adopting the title of Skull Admiral in homage to Atasu's leadership and prowess. Pocket Pair has teased the release of Palworld Dyure, TM's first raid, called Belle Noir, signaling a significant gameplay addition to the popular survival and crafting game. The announcement, accompanied by a video, indicates that a powerful evil pal named Belle Noir has appeared and is laying siege to the Palpagos Islands. only the most skilled Pal Tamers stand a chance against her. While details about Belenoir and the raid battle are scarce, the teaser video offers a glimpse of the Pal's design, adding to the anticipation among players. Pocket Pair, the developer behind Palworld, has primarily focused on issuing fixes and balance updates since the game's launch, making Belenoir the first major gameplay addition. Despite the excitement surrounding the new raid, there's no word yet on improvements to the Xbox version of Palworld, which currently lags behind the Steam version in terms of functionality and features. However, Palworld community chief Bucky teased another addition coming in the update: touch-ups to base management. In a recent statement, Pocket Pair boss Takuro Mizobi expressed that the company is struggling to manage the massive profits generated by Palworld. Since its launch in January, Palworld has rapidly risen to become one of the biggest games in the world, setting records on platforms like Steam and Xbox Game Pass, where it holds the title of the biggest third-party game launch ever. The Among Us animated series has garnered attention once again with the announcement of its first wave of voice cast members. Among the notable names joining the cast are Randall Park, Ashley Johnson, Yvette Nicole Brown, and Elijah Wood. Randall Park will voice Red, portraying the character as the captain of the Skeld. Described as a people pleaser and blowhard, Red's task is centered around leadership and confidence, despite having failed upwards in the past. Ashley Johnson takes on the role of Purple, serving as the chief of security. Purple's character embodies traits of safety, suspicion, and sarcasm, with her task being labeled as a wet blanket due to trust issues. Yvette Nicole Brown lends her voice to Orange, portraying the character as an HR representative. Orange is depicted as a spineless corporate shill whose task involves eliminating redundancy redundantly, and she's known for firing people over email. Elijah Wood voices Green, characterized as an unpaid intern who is simply happy to be there. Green's task involves doing whatever they're told and is known for getting paid in pizza. The Among Us animated series is a collaboration between CBS Studios, developer Innersloth, and creator Owen Dennis. Based on the immensely popular social deception game that gained widespread attention during the pandemic, the animated series is highly anticipated by fans. In January, Innersloth released the first image from the Among Us animated series, providing a glimpse of the show's familiar setting. The image features the cafeteria from Among Us's original map, the Skeld, adorned with pizza, plates, balloons, and a blood-covered banner that reads, "We're dead." Mojang, the developer behind Minecraft, has issued a warning to players advising them not to update the game through the official Xbox app on PC, due to the risk of losing their worlds. The warning, prominently displayed on the Minecraft support page on Microsoft's website, alerts PC players to the potential danger posed by the recent update. According to Mojang, there have been reports of world loss issues associated with updating Minecraft through the Xbox app on PC. To prevent further instances of this issue, the company is currently investigating the matter and has taken measures to block the update from Windows. To address the issue and avoid potential world loss, Mojang recommends that players run the gaming services repair tool for PC within the Xbox app before installing any Minecraft updates. This tool updates the gaming services to version 19.87, 13001.0, which helps prevent the update error. Players can access the gaming services repair tool by launching the Xbox app on PC, navigating to their profile, selecting support, clicking on Gaming Services Repair Tool, and starting the troubleshooting process. Additionally, Mojang warns players that those not on version January 2070 or January 2071 may experience some online service disruptions, including cross-platform multiplayer, realms, and featured servers. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.